Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here at Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and today we're talking about water. It might sound like a simple subject and a simple situation, but then again, the idea of water, how spiritual is it, and how can it help you? And how can that help you? You know, it's like, how can that help you? So we're going to go into that today, and we're also going to go over a lot of other things, too, as well. It's the idea of water. Is it us? And how emotions affect us with our spirituality. So we're also going to be doing free angel readings today too as well. So if you want to call in and get a reading today, the number is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. So call in and get an angel reading. And we're going to talk about water, but before we go into that whole thing, we every once in a while talk about the Hemi Sync CDs here on here on the show, and basically that's a nice, what Hemi Sync is, basically with their DVDs, and actually I think they do have DVDs, and their CDs has a tone underneath the music, and they have all kinds of music. And I really recommend that you check out the website and check out the music. They have a lot of spiritual music. They have a lot of flutes, Indian music. I have about 4 or 5 of these CDs, and they're great for meditations. And what it is, there's a tone underneath music that sends out a tone that the brain hears. And when the brain hears that, it enables the brain for the two hemispheres of the brain to work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration. And I've talked about this a lot on the show, about when we talk about meditations and that kind of stuff. And if you want to take advantage of this and really check them out, their website is www.hemi, that's hemi-sync.com. Again, that's www.hemi, hemi-sync.com. You can also contact them directly if you like to. The number is 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 800-541-2488. And they also have a direct number, which is 463-8692. Again, that number is 434-263-8692. So give them a call. It's really good. And there's another company, too, called Brain Sync. Now that's Brain, I think it's brain-sync.com. Check those out. Those are subliminal CDs. But I actually have about 2 or 3 of those too, and they're great for meditations. And they are subliminal. Do not like that word. Subliminal messages under the tone of the music, and they do talk you through there, and have a lot of great meditations of relaxation. And they got the ones I got are called the Hemi Sync. Sorry, that's the wrong one. Brain Sync is the ideal of the CDs I have, is attracting love. They also have manifestation meditations to attract anything and everything you want to you to become a magnet. They've got some great meditations, so check them out. The first company is Hemi Sync CDs, Hemi Sync, and Brain Sync. So check them out. I mean, they are some really good That's a really good company. They got CDs on anything. Dreams, connecting with oneself, connecting with your angels. I actually saw a CDs collection that they had for helping with cancer and that kind of stuff. So check it out. You'll love it. Also, with the situation, there's a couple. I have a friend of mine who has a show in here called Adored Angel Show. And her name is Desiree, and she has a, like I said, she has a show. She also does some great angel readings, too, very talented. And if you want to contact her for a reading, she used to be on the show here as my co-host. And if you want to contact her, her number is 818-200-7431. That number, again, is 818-200-7431. And you can also contact her through her website, which is www.adoredangel.yolasite.com. You can also contact me for private readings, too, which is 937-838-6337. Again, for private readings, that number is 937-838-6337. And if you want to contact me through my website, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And it's really a good thing, so check it out. And I got some specials going until February 14th, which is if you call the show, you can get readings for $10 sessions, which is approximately an hour. And then we have $5 sessions, which is approximately a half hour. If you want to buy blocks of time before February 14th, 11 sessions are going for $100, 6 sessions, $50, and 4 sessions for $40. So get in there and take it out, because it's only good until February 14th, and then after that, my regular prices right now are $125 an hour session. I should say $175 a session, because they're not really hour sessions. Sometimes they do last a little bit longer than an hour. It's $175 for a session. I have $85 sessions and $65 sessions and $40 sessions. Yes. For the show, I'm working on that right now. I know they're going up, but I'm just not really sure about the whole thing at this moment. So therefore, I think they're going to be like it's $55 for an hour per session and $35 session, somewhere around there. Anyway, if you want to call for a private reading, the number is 937-838-6337. And also, I'm working with people who have gifted children, who have a child who is psychic, medium, whatever they're working on, whatever the case might be, helping parents work with their children and their children work with the parents. And I work with people exclusively on that. So therefore, if you have that kind of situation and you're not really sure where to proceed, give me a call. I do that too as well. Those sessions are a little bit different, but I'm sure we can definitely work out something. So therefore, give me a call. Number is 937-838-6337. And if you have any products or anything like that that you would like for us to advertise on the show, be more than welcome to call us, and we will definitely, I'm sure we can definitely work out something and go that route. So therefore, I guarantee you, I always tell people, if you want to advertise through this show, go find how much it would cost to advertise on a show. On weekdays, it's 2-hour shows, and on Fridays and Saturdays, are 3-hour shows. And whatever you come up with, I guarantee you I can beat it by half. So therefore, give me a call. Same number, 937-838-6337. Also, with the situation of if you'd like to sponsor the show, give us a call. We would like it's like one of those things approaching, you know? I was like telling everybody, you want to donate the money to the show? Because we want to stick around as long as we can, and every dime is definitely appreciated. And the same thing with the ideal of sponsorship. If you'd like to be a sponsor, give me a call. I'm sure we can work out something. And we welcome your input, advice, whatever it would be. So give us a call, 937-838-6337. And like I said, today we're doing angel readings on the show here, too. So therefore, jump in there and get that, too. The number here is 646-721-9031. Let's take a look in the chat room and see what's up there and see how everybody's doing. And hello, everybody who's in the chat room and listening. because we're sitting here looking at everything that goes along with the situation itself anyway. But, and if anybody in the chat room has a question, feel free to ask, and we will definitely answer it for you. So let us know what's up. So let's go back to the show. We were talking about water. Water is one of those things that I think should be emphasized a little bit more, too, about emotions and how they affect us and how things are. There's a doctor that I just briefly went over that kind of sparked this topic for the show. When I was sitting here looking at the situation, he was showing diagrams of how certain emotions affect water. And it was pretty amazing. And I wish I had that series, because it's one of those things that I actually spotted, that actually spawned me to do that, that I want to get that series and go over it even more. But I started thinking about it. Now, I always tell people, we give, you know, books and CDs and that kind of stuff. But when I sit here and saw just a glimpse of this whole thing, it made a lot of sense to me, because I'm sitting here looking at the situation, realizing that the body is between 96 and 97% water. So the idea of emotions, and this guy showing how emotions affect water, and it was showing hate, anger, you know, guilt, and certain things, certain emotions, and how the water affected to it. The water, the cells of the water, took on some nasty looking, some nasty looking masses. I think anger or hatred was like a yellow. It looked like if you've ever seen people who smoke a lot of cigarettes and how their fingers look, the nicotine, the yellow on their hands and their fingers looked just like that. And then there was guilt, which was a different other color, a variation to the first, and it was just like showing you how these negative emotions affected the body. And then it showed how love and nurturing and those kind of things also affect the body too. And you kind of got crystallization, that's what I call it, where it looked like snowflakes, pure innocence. I mean, it's just the way it looked. It was totally, there was definitely a difference, let's put it that way. And I started thinking about that, why, how emotions affect us so much and how they affect us in certain ways. And when I started seeing these situations, I started realizing that we have a body which is made up of water, which is being affected by these emotions too, that these are down to the cellular level of that these emotions are making us come off with that yellow look, which actually might give the same, the same consequences of smoking cigarettes. The chemical reactions do have a tendency to affect our bodies. I know from a fact that some of the things I've been through by doing this kind of work and working with people, how they affect me really quickly, like picking them up or touching them or something like that. So the emotions are definitely being transferred very quickly. Sometimes we react quicker than the most, and sometimes we don't. But they still have a tendency to be transferred very easily. And also the same thing, if you ever saw the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, there's a part in there that talks about chemical reactions in our body every time we have an emotion. So every time we have an emotion, if it, you know, guilt, anger, whatever it is, the body discretes chemical into the body that basically backs up that emotion. So you might look at the situation of people having addictions on a deeper level, being addicted to being depressed, addicted to being guilty, why certain people have a tendency to put themselves in the situations constantly, almost like they're trying to create that emotion to get that chemical to be released into their bloodstream. So it shows you different levels of addictions. And the emotions that we are subjected to have a tendency to have those whole things as well. So you see how important it is to have to protect your environment. And what I mean by protect your environment, I mean the idea of surrounding yourself with gentle people, gentle situations, and being gentle with yourself. Because if you're angry with yourself and those emotions affect you on a deeper level, because those things start from within you. So, you know, you have a tendency to look at those things in a little different way. So I just thought it was kind of weird. But at the same time, very fascinating. When we have dreams, those emotions affect us too. So in different states, we're being bombarded with emotions, things that are creating those emotions. So therefore, it makes you wonder how much water is involved. Now, everybody talks about certain situations of being with water. You know, like a lot of people are attracted to the ocean because it's a healing effect over them as well. But also, there's also evidence that says that the chemicals are the ingredients that you find in salt water in the ocean, you also find in the body. So if you ever notice the body, when it goes through a trauma, like you drop a weight on your foot will swell up. What's actually happening is the body is diverting water to that area to aid in helping you heal that area. And if you're able to sit there and realize that in the process of having that water going there, you can also send the energy of love to that area. I've actually done it myself. It's called healing. So when you sit there and okay, water's there. Water's always there. Water's already there, healing that spot. So then we look at the situation. If we send energy to that spot as well as in the form of love, we can heal that area of your body quicker than we could if we just let the water do it itself. So it's like working together, group to group. So if you ask the ideal, how I say, how spiritual is it? Water is like, we have in tarot cards, we have the cup cards, which represents water. It also represents water signs. So you almost can see the spiritual connection between the two. So if we work with the water and work with certain situations, because I know when I actually go swimming, think about it, is when you go swimming, don't you feel, for some reason, a whole lot more happier? It seems like you have more energy. And that's because you're surrounded by oxygen, which is going into your system. You're taking on more oxygen, hydrogen, which actually is more H2O. The oxygen in there is, it's like snow. If you ever go outside, lots of oxygen everywhere. When you take a shower. So you can see the effects of water in your everyday life that you never thought about before. Just taking a simple shower, getting more oxygen into your system. Okay? And a lot of times, that's the reason people have a tendency to just stay in the shower. I mean, there have been connections, too, where they say that we might have actually risen from the oceans and the idea of evolution, but even in that case, the point is I'm talking about what's going on now. There's certain things that still affect us. And maybe they can be maybe the roots can be traced back to there. But I'm saying how it affects us now. I mean, there's some great meditations. There are some really great meditations. My favorite meditation is to take a shower and imagine the water washing all over me, like standing right underneath the shower head. And imagine the water going through my body, cleansing and balancing all my chakras and all that residue that I picked up, going out and down the drain. It's a very simple meditation. But I guarantee if you did it, you get some really good results. So I'm just saying, you know, check out water itself. See how spiritual it is. And I wish I could remember that guy who had that book. I saw it briefly, and it was like one of those thoughts that pop in your head that you want to just do something right then and there. And you have a topic that you want to talk about right then and there, but you don't have all the information. But that one little thought that you, or something you saw, I saw this like a couple years ago in a bookstore. I never thought nothing of it at the time. And as time has gone by, I started seeing things from observing. And that's the one thing I really stress a lot of people to do. It's great to read the books and listen to the CDs, the audio CDs, the seminars and the workshops and that kind of stuff. But it's one of those things that I used to love being in Colorado was I had a chance to go hiking from time to time. And when I went hiking, I would just sit there and observe everything. I would see how far I could hear, see how far I could see. And then I would actually sit there and focus on one area to see exactly what did I see. And the focusing of seeing trees with auras or seeing a traffic light that normally you couldn't see, but by focusing and concentrating and having that intensity to see it anyway. So it kind of makes you wonder that when you observe, you start seeing things that might have been under your nose the whole freaking time, but you just wasn't aware of it. So I just want to remind everybody that we are doing free angel readings today. So therefore, give a call in. Love to hear from each and every one of you. So give us a call. Give us a call to see what's up. And the number here is 646-721-9031. I mean, we got Valentine's Day coming up. I'm pretty sure you guys are looking for some answers with the situations you're in right now. So let's get in there. Let's do it. And be glad to answer those questions for you. And so the number here is 646-721-9031. So come on, guys. Come listen to water. That's another thing, too. Have you ever listened to water? It's a fascinating thing to sit there and just listen to water as it rolls down a creek or a river or a waterfall. Amazing. I'm just saying, when you do that, you'll be amazed what really goes on. I know I do every day. I've actually used to love doing that when I was in Colorado. You go down by the creek, and some of the things used to freak me out, especially in the wintertime when you've got this thing called these ducks. That might sound crazy, but it was like 10 below zero. These ducks are in the stream bobbing for freaking fish. And you're thinking, why come the water's still not frozen? Don't know. It's a baffling thing. So, you know, I really didn't want to go there, but it did kind of send shivers up your back to see it as this duck was sitting down there looking at this thing. I just, you know, it was kind of crazy. But at the same time, there was something about that water. But I just sit there and wanted to listen to it all day. And even a couple of places that when I had an apartment where we actually had the creek going underneath our building. And that was a different thing too. But it was just some mornings I just didn't want to get out of bed because the creek was right there by my window. So you couldn't get, I mean, it was just like, whoa, let's just stay here all day. Because there was something about, I don't know, it was almost hypnotic, where you just sit there and listen to the water all freaking day. And then as you listen to the water, it was like a meditation within itself that just pulled you away. And then you started thinking and focusing on things to the point where you were like right there. I was thinking about situations I was in, things I wanted to do for that day. And I just forgot exactly at that moment what was going on in favor of what I was meditating on. And there was the idea of using it for meditation in itself and just focusing, you know, oh, okay, let's just go take a trip to Hawaii. Or it was just that intense where I could go anywhere I wanted. And even to the point where I was actually trying to figure out ways to do it, where I was more inclined to just stick around and not go anywhere that day. But I'm just saying, with the idea of water, it's fascinating when you sit there and focus on the subject itself. And when I saw that how emotions affected water, and wonder how come people do act the way they do, it made sense. That their bodies I don't know how to put it. The spirit, I don't feel like the spirit is touched by anything unless you allow it to be. But the body seems to take on everything. And the price of doing that, the water. The reason I say it makes sense, if you're being bombarded by anger from somebody, you're storing that in your body and those water pockets and those cells. So it's like one of those things of taking it down to the cellular level of getting rid of things that you're hanging on to. And maybe that's the reason a lot of people are having a tough time getting with them, because they're a little deeper than we thought. So if you do some water therapy of going deep
down into the cell itself to see what we're actually hanging on to as an emotional traumas that we've been experiencing or have been brought upon us, it might be a whole lot easier to get rid of those things. I think it's one of those things to be looked into. So if you have a comment on the subject yourself and you want to let us know how you feel about that, and if maybe you got some more insights yourself on water therapy and how you've been affected and some things you noticed, let us know. Call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. And I guarantee you, it's going to be great. I mean, anything we can work with, meditations, like we talk about chakra clearings. How about cellular cleansings and clearings? I mean, down to the water, the body. I mean, the idea of quitting smoking. Maybe the reason people are having such a hard time quit smoking is because on a cellular level, that the trauma is just not in the lungs itself. It's also way down deep in the cells themselves. And not just the cells of the lung. I mean, we all know for a fact that when we smoke, everything else gets affected. There's traumas to your fingers with nicotine. There's also nicotine going into your system. There's also I guess you would say there's also times that you go through too, like when you're in places with your friends and stuff. There's things going on there as well. Smoke, trauma to you. I know for a fact your eyes. My eyes have burned a lot being around some of my friends who smoke all the time. So, it's just looking at things in a different way, but looking at things in a different way to make more sense why we might be having a hard time letting go of things. So that's one of those things you should look at. Sometimes the simplest little things we kind of overlook and don't realize how significant they are. So, how would I put this? I just want to sit here and put it to you like this, guys. Water is very important. So take some time, check it out. You'll be amazed. You might find the answer to exactly what you've been trying to do. So today, like I said before, we are definitely doing angel readings. So call in and see what you can come up with. Yeah. Ooh. So if you have any comments on this topic yourself, or maybe you have some comments on some previous topics. We were looking at things like looking at water in a different level too, as in we've heard the stories about the Fountain of Youth, and they're using the ideal of water to heal, and how could you do that? You know, it does make you think. There's certain healing properties, but it always seems to go back to water. I've actually thought about that, the ideal water in itself, and there have been certain properties I know when I lived in Colorado, we had lots of springs around us, and it seemed like those springs had all kinds of they did seem to make a big difference in people's lives. And then I found out the reason that sometimes with the situations, they did make you feel better. And they did taste nasty when you drank them. But it seemed like over time, I thought it might be one of the situations where how would you put this? I thought that I was just getting used to it. But the theory goes that the more you drink the water, the more that you're meeting a deficiency that's in your body. Which I never thought about. And the more that you help the deficiency, the better the water tastes. I'm not really sure how that was, because then that water was pretty nasty. But I did seem to get to the point where the water itself and the springs were very cleansing. Trust me on that one. Went hiking a couple of times, and I wish I would have known the effects. Because doing that, it was a nice dart to the bathroom. It really was. But it was one of those things, like always, it was just a one-time a thing of your body getting used to the whole thing and cleansing itself. And after that, I never had any problems. But I did know the idea of going hiking seemed to take on a different tone, too, because I seemed to have more endurance. And I seem to accomplish more in a day that I had never done before. So that was, I don't know if that was a byproduct or what, but it did seem pretty fascinating. So, you know, I'm just saying with the situation, when things like that happen, it makes you think and you start looking more into these situations. So, oh shoot, what'd I do? I'm losing my mind, you know what I'm saying? Plus the ideal of anything that flows. It seems like energy flows, water flows, and they all kind of give us the presence of how life should go. Continuing. That's over. Let's move on to the next one, so you see what I'm saying? Life in the fast lane. We're going to take a different approach on some of these things, because it just seems very interesting with the water, and you just wish you could go on forever and just examine it. I mean, because when we start talking about water, you know, blood is a part of the blood is water, and I don't know how people feel about the whole thing. If I'm not mistaken, it says Jehovah's Witnesses do not like the ideal of giving blood. I used to have a boss that I used to work for said that you do not give blood because it's sacred. So therefore, you keep it. It's, you know, it's if you don't have blood, then you die. So they thought, until somebody took some pure seawater and introduced it into a body. I think it was an animal, if I'm not mistaken. What was so funny about the situation was, there was the same properties that were in the water, in the salt water, in the seawater, that for some reason, the body kept on functioning. I thought it was very fascinating myself. that you could just take simple salt water, seawater, and do that. But like I said before, there's water, the same properties that you find in your body that helps you heal certain places when you have traumas to them, you can find the same properties in ocean water, seawater. So if you think it's kind of a crazy thing and you're not really sure about the situation, you should definitely take a look at it again, because some of these things will make you think, and if you actually go and check them out yourself, you'll be amazed. Because the situation will drive you nuts. Some things you just think you always have the answers about. And then all of a sudden, there was something else that brought to the light that made you think about things differently. You know, we're sort of talking, and the idea of giving blood, this is a crazy concept that I thought, because I thought that was a good thing to do. You know, giving blood to help to save somebody else, because actually, the idea, the reason you donate blood is because, well, donate, I mean give it, you give blood, because if you were paid for the blood, then it couldn't be used for human beings, as in the sense of blood transfusions. Now, you're all sitting there going, okay, when you go doing plasma, you get paid for that. But see, those things, if you actually do the research on them, they do eventually get to the human body, but they usually come in the form of medications, medicines, and plasma is basically used for testing. So it's one of those things, they use it as a way to come up with different kind of ways to help the body. And it's for testing. It's not for the human body. They use it strictly for testing. They see how the body's going to react, so they use the plasma. So I thought that was interesting in itself, too. Sometimes I just want to scream. All right, guys. We're going to sit here and go over this thing. If you want to get an angel card reading, call in. I'm also doing angel card readings, tarot readings, psychic readings, whatever you would like to have. We also do past lives. So if you are a person who would like to get one of these things, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And we're definitely going to go more into the situation, because I think giving blood is a good thing. Talking about, hold up, sometimes the switchboard doesn't work as good as I would like it to. They will also not accept a blood transfusion. Woo, are you serious? So, Amy, is there any chance that you could actually call into the show and say hi? And people really like it when you show up. And Wednesday was one of those days that I'm not sure. It's actually starting to warm up here in Ohio, so they keep telling me. I really haven't seen a difference. But it does make you wonder. I will sit here going, how would we put that? 100. Ooh. Let's see, I'm trying to think here. I had some literature on the whole thing too. It's amazing how I sit here and for some reason I have a very small desk. And then things just have a tendency to walk out the door. I'm pretty sure you've all had that problem before, huh guys? So give me a second to pick up on that whole thing. And if anybody in the chat room has a... question as well, let us know. We'll answer it for you. Oh, why not? And um, Okay. Okay, let's see here. Kids are still a little rowdy right now. When I'm settled, I will call you. And what are you going to call me? People call me names all the time. I'm only kidding. Sometimes they will not accept blood transfusions. I've never had that problem before, but then again, you never know. The world is a little crazy in some sense, so therefore, you never know. But I'm saying what the situation is, I think it's kind of funny when people won't donate money or donate blood and all this other stuff, and they have all kinds of freaking excuses why they can't do that. And I don't understand. You know, we all talk about give and receive. Focus on that giving thing. And don't worry about the receiving part, because the receiving part will take care of itself. We have this happen all the time. So it's kind of amazing in itself. My mom had the same problem too as well, where it's like, you know, you shouldn't give blood. And this is a Christian concept. And I'm kind of like going over the thing going, I don't get it. And people will go, what do you mean? I thought it was pretty simple. I'm like, no. It's not simple to me at all. Because I give blood all the time. And the reason I feel like I should give is because in the Bible it said that God, that Jesus gave his blood for humanity. For us. So therefore I was thinking, huh, so what's wrong with me doing the same thing? You know, it's sacred. Of course it's sacred, but it's, you know, that even makes the gift even more powerful, I thought. It's like I'm always talking on the show, I'm constantly, you know, telling people, you shouldn't just give things away that you don't need anymore. I think at the same time, if you give things away that you don't want anymore, but you're giving it away because it makes you, that you give it, it's a loving thing that you want to do. You don't want this stuff to, you know, not the idea of not wanting to clutter your house. But at the same time, you feel like some people out there could really use it. That's the point. Then you give. But I'm always encouraging people to give the best thing that they have in their house. If there's something that's really dear to you, that's something you just love to death, I say give it away. Pass it on to somebody else who could do the same thing as well. And that love will just keep going and going and going. And it will affect many, many lives. I think just one gift can touch many, many people. It's also the same thing with this show, any other show out there that does this kind of work. When you do one reading for somebody on the air, it seems like it touches so many people by the answers and the messages that came through. Not just you and the persons you're giving the reading to. There's many, many other people listening, and I feel like we're all crossing each other's paths for a reason, even when we're just listening. Because I've actually had a lot of people call me and say, are you sure that you were doing a reading and the answers and the information that you were giving to that person? Are you sure that you were picking up on that person, or maybe he was picking up on me? And I said, no, I was doing the reading for the person, and that was the information for them, because we were connected at that time. But it was kind of amazing that the woman also solved some of her own issues and problems and got some answers. So it affected more than just one or two people. It seemed to hit 10, 20, 100 people could identify with it. So therefore, identifying with it just gave me a good feeling that they were getting it for a reason for themselves, something they could identify with that we're definitely working on. So you see how the thing works. That we have, in that situation, we're talking about love as an energy flowing out to everyone out there, and the answers and the questions and how they make people feel. But at the same time, when we're sending energy out and we're sending love out to those people and they're being affected by that, their body's also being affected in the same way as that water which is in their body. So it's amazing we're not resonating more than we are. And then we should ask ourselves why we're not. It can be strange, it can be crazy, and it can be all kinds of stuff. Thank you. It's one of those things I've always seen that seem to bring on a lot of energy as well. So, this, do this. This all start calling in and get readings. And then think about it to ourselves. In the process of you calling in and asking your questions,
how many people are getting their answers by the questions that you ask. That's amazing in itself, and how many people will actually solve their own issues with what you ask. I think it's one of those things, it's almost like one of those things you wish you could find out on a masses where you would actually have cameras checking everybody across the world. And I know it might sound like an invasion of privacy to most people, but what I'm saying is it'd be amazing if you could actually see healings on a massive scale happening all spontaneously, which is a kind of interesting thing. Well, I'm going to take a 2-minute break, and I'm trying to find some information that I have, and we're going to take a couple-minute break here, and we'll be right back. And while you're waiting, this is a nice grounding meditation that can really soothe and just ground you all out there. We'll see where it takes you here, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. How are you doing? Like I said, today we're doing angel reading, so call in here and get you a reading. 646-721-9031. Let's see here. We'll check out the chat room, see what's up. What's going down? So, anybody in the chat room who has a question, be glad to answer it for you. Yeah, we're talking about the situation with blood transfusions and that kind of stuff, and how certain things have people have a tendency to be a little phobia about that whole thing. And I think it's kind of crazy, too, man, when you see people in craziness about the blood. You just want to sit here and go, man, chill out, calm down, relax. You know, someone cuts a finger and everybody goes into panic mode. From what I understand, unless that blood goes in your eye, in your mouth, or anything like that, nothing's going to happen to you. But I guarantee, in the midst of panic, you never know what's going to happen, where those exact things could happen. So I think the more calmer you are, the more realize, I think we can protect ourselves from anything and not let ourselves be subjected to anything as well. So therefore, it's the ideal of looking at those situations. But if you look at fear itself, fear is also an emotion in some ways as well. Okay, I'm not really sure what that means. Your music is making my head feel like it's huge. Is that good or bad? I don't know. Sometimes with the idea of having more room to work with, it'd be great, huh? Not really like the idea of being confined. So I'm not really sure. I'm just saying with the situation of water itself, if we're fearful, fearful things are also hitting us, yet the water in your body also reacts to that too. So it just, you know, amplifies everything that happens. And when you're subjected to happy feelings, like I was talking about before, your body is not like 96% water. So when you're out in the snow or out in the rain or taking a shower, your body's is almost like in itself in heaven going, whoa, this feels great, I'm getting lots of oxygen. And we've also known that the skin itself is an organ of its own. It's actually been classified as the biggest organ in the body. So therefore, whatever you can subject it to in a positive way is going to affect you in a positive way. So if we're constantly in the situation of water, and it seems like we use a lot of fluids to combat ailments. So we should take a look at that. So if anybody in the chat room has any questions, let me know. I'll definitely answer those questions for you too as well. Anybody want to call in and get a reading, love for you to come popping in. And we have an hour and 5 minutes left as this psychic journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. And we're broadcasting out the Blog Talk Radio airwaves. So if you're out there listening, I would be glad to sit down. And since we're not really busy tonight, if you call in right now, I probably could do a full reading for you, which is amazing too, because in some senses, angel card readings that I do can take between 25 to 35 minutes to do. They're very detailed, very insightful, so therefore I can call in and get you one. I've actually taken I have two decks that I actually combined as one. There's a deck out there called Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. She also has another deck called Healing with... I'm sorry. She also has another one called the Archangel deck. What I did was, I've done this many, many times, I went out and got both decks and combined them, put them together and said, happy, happy. And I've been doing readings with this deck for over, sheesh, I would say, I've been doing these things since like 2003, 2004. And I've had a lot of good response from them. People just think it's like having their life on the table. So it's kind of amazing. I'm going to sit here. And I think, hello, Amy.
Hi, Donnie.
Oh, wow, she's calling through Skype. I've never seen you do that before.
I thought I'd try it out.
Yeah, why not? Try it out, huh? I just moved up to Skype 5.1. They came to me today. They said, hey, try it out. So I was like, okay, why not?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd give it a go, and I was like, oh my God. I went on, right?
Yes.
I started to log on and do the whole bit to come on the show, and next thing I know, they freaked me out because I couldn't hear nothing through my headset. I'm like, okay, what's going on? I hope it wasn't a bad decision to download the new version of Skype. And I just forgot that after we do certain things like that, we got to restart our computers.
Right.
So as soon as I started, it was like freaking me out because it was like 5 minutes before the show.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, nope, don't want to do that, man. And I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to, because nothing was working. And it's, sure enough, as soon as I did the restart, everything was working fine.
Very good.
So is there a football game on the night or something, guys? It's Wednesday night. Nobody's calling in. Maybe you guys are all just out there listening. Hello.
I don't think there should be a football game on the Super Bowl with Sunday.
Who knows? You never know. It might be the Aloha Bowl or something, you know? a bunch of guys decide to get together and they're on TV and people want to watch them, you know, something like that.
For sure.
Yeah, so have you in your area, Amy, I'm trying to get my throat to work.
Sounds like it's working.
Yeah. Well, in your area, do you guys still have a lot of snow?
Oh, of course. I'm sure we will until May-ish.
Oh, my gosh. Can I really deal with it that long? I'm not sure. But, we were all sitting there where they say it's going to be really nice this weekend. I'm sort of going, yeah, you said it last weekend, too.
Yeah, it'll be a whole 12 degrees.
Yeah, we actually went up 2 degrees, and they were calling it a heat wave. That's,
mm-hmm.
That's your interpretation. I still see it as a cold.
Right. That's warmer, right?
Yeah. I guess I'll give them that credit for that. Yes, that was definitely warmer. But, you know, I go outside, my nose is frozen. And I said, okay. And I was just thinking about going outside. So I thought, that it's got to be cold. Just to think you're going outside, your nose is cold.
Yeah.
So, Amy, did you want to get an angel reading today?
If you'd like. I do have a kind of a question. Just
if you have some questions.
I do, actually. About work. You know how, I don't know if it was 2 weeks ago or how long ago it was that you pulled that career card for everybody.
Yeah, that
night.
Was interesting. That was definitely interesting that day, too, because it was like everybody else, I remember people, and it was like funny, too, because no matter what I did, you know, people shoved the cards, cut the cards, nothing. And every time, it was like five people I know came up
yep.
as the career transition card.
Yep. Well, you know, I kind of went on a whim today and I applied for a job.
Uh huh.
And got an interview right off, and it looks like I actually am going to have that job. So I'm trying to figure out, I'm kind of going a little nuts here, trying to figure out how I'm going to balance
uh-huh.
that job path plus my life, you know, as far as needing to cut off, you know, what if I should cut back on some time on the job that I currently have, because the one that I applied for and it looks like I have would be it would be helpful for me to gain that experience for what I would like to do after I move.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be good to do that. I'm just looking at keep all the hours, looking at working like 72 hours a week, and I don't really know that that's a feasible thing with taking care of kids and all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Taking care of kids and stuff?
Yeah, well, and then trying to work 72 hours. I don't know that that's like a feasible thing. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, I guess, how to balance it all out, you know? And then I got a call today, too, from somebody offering me something, which I don't know if it's more of like a scam or if it's a real, it's a kind of a work on your computer thing. I haven't really checked it out, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure what that is, but So, like, a lot of different career things coming up for me.
Mm-hmm. The careers, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things you also got such a situation, you know, when we talk about guidance and how it works, and then, you know, to go with the flow and see which direction it takes you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, you know.
Oh, I definitely felt that today, because I tell you what, I really wasn't even planning on applying anywhere today. And I went by this place, they hadn't even advertised, but they needed a job, an RN. And they were just actually thinking today of letting someone go. They needed someone for this position that they feel that I have.
Right.
So I definitely feel that there was a bit of intervention going on there, you know?
Yes. It does sound like you're having problems there. With all the rocking going on, I was getting a little seasick. So I don't know if you was actually moving us there for a minute or not. I was like, whoa.
Me? Not
Hello?
Me. No, but okay. I think my head is spinning around trying to figure out
just
what I need to do, you know?
That's true too, Amy, but I think when we sit here and think about situations like this, we start thinking about, it comes off like an insecurity problem, that we're scared to let go of certain things in favor of what's really good for us. We start
yeah.
thinking about how to hang on to everything.
Right.
Me personally,
well, you know, I guess part of what I want is to hang on to the other one so that I have a... It is security, basically. Like, right now, I barely make enough money just to make it through to the next paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have wanted to do is do this and then be able to just hold on to one, put it aside until it's time for me to move on so that I have that cushion. But I don't know how I'm going to work that many hours and take care of kids and everything else, you know?
Yes, I know what you're saying, because that's what I'm saying with the situation. When I look at the cars are like, you need to surrender and release. That means you're going to have to go something.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things of saying, you know, the cars are saying you should start selling your kids off one at a time. No. but on a serious note, the cars are saying it's a spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is to learn that we don't make sacrifices. We make decisions. We choose a path. And then the things that have to do with the other path, we let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea, what you're thinking of the lack of. You're not thinking of what you're going to gain out of the whole situation, except for the knowledge. But you haven't considered that you actually, this might be, it might be guidance leading you to something that's actually going to take off that can be a whole lot more prosperous for you. But you're saying,
I do see that, like, down the road because of where I want to go, that is... what I'll be able to do, and to, like right now I have a lot of geriatric experience and long-term care, but not a lot of,
mm-hmm.
beyond my own kids, I don't have a lot of pediatric experience, and this position that they want me to do is for a 4.5-year-old who's got a lot of disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it will give me a varied experience, you know, as far as...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7...
Being able to put that on like... For my residency and whatnot. So it would make my resume a little broader.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying with the situation, the opportunity that's crossing your path right now might actually pan out quicker than you think. You know, I always say, and now you see down the road that you could be making more money. Your angels say, I see tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that say, okay, in some ways, like you said before, why did I go this way? Why did I make this decision to do this? I had no intentions of doing this today.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this thing happened, and it talks about children. It also talks us the divine guidance, but also we see miracles. And I'm trying to sort of put this all together because it seems like it's coming very quickly, but that's why I feel like this situation is. It's a good situation. It's going to pan out very well. Trust
mm-hmm.
me on this.
Yep.
Well,
I definitely think that it will because it's like I said, it was a very spur of the moment thing. I didn't even know if I'd fill out the application there, but I ended up doing it. And then before I even finished it, they're like, "Would you like an interview?"
Yes,
you know?
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. That's right.
You know, sitting back and going, you know something? I was waiting for you to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. But also, the cards are like this. It says surrender and release. And always, every time I see surrender and release, that means you're thinking about it too much. Let it go and see where it guides you to, and go and follow it, because it's definitely an opportunity that has crossed your path. And then you have the spiritual growth. The spiritual growth is to let it go where it's going to go, to help you understand why you went that direction in the first place. It also tells about focusing on more children. It's kind of funny with the situation when you feel like, you know, the ideals of in favor of one, of letting one go, where it actually might put you in a situation where you can do more family things. But it also says divine guidance will lead you to miracles, and you just need to, it says miracles of study.
Huh.
So taking this next step might take you away from the job that you look at as being secure, as security for you, and realize that one you just acquired actually gives you more security, but it also gives you more opportunities to get further knowledge, too, that you never considered before. Because it also shows that you are a very natural, you are a very natural counselor, and you've been, you know, many people have benefited from your guidance and reassurance as well, so it's just the idea of going on and continuing to do that.
Right. Oh boy. Yeah, like you are right though. I have been, my brain has been in a whirl ever since I went to DAX. I'm like, I'm very excited about it, but yeah, the whole security thing. I'm gonna try to.
I don't know. We've always said this before. We always say before all the time.
Don't try, do it. Right.
Right. We also say that people are kind of going, this job will give you security. And you're like, what's that mean? If you don't go, it don't do nothing for you. So therefore, who's really doing the work? Even with the point of even going, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So you are your security.
Right.
Yes. Kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you want to stick around and maybe answer some questions? We do have a couple callers.
Yeah, I sure will. I'll do that.
Okay.
If it gets too noisy, I'm going to have to probably. But I think that they're settling down, so.
Why don't you just get your club, about 6 feet long. You know, boom. Sit down.
Some cough syrup in the club, yeah.
All right, you get you one of those. I saw one of those. It's a called. It's like an apple thing. It was like a little thing you put on your finger, and you kind of whip it out. It looks like a piece of paper, but it comes back and sprays back.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like a spanable rod. You go whack.
Yeah.
So let's go answer some questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 724. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
My name's Carol.
Carol. Sound very familiar,
yeah.
Carol.
You know what? I called you a few weeks ago, I believe.
Yes, I do think. I do believe, yes. We missed you. Where you been?
Well, I work a lot, so it's hard for me to... I can only call when I can call, or, you know, listen when I can listen.
Yes, and you are... You know, I remember you were on the phone with us last time you called in, and, you know, you had some things going on, but you seem like you're a very spiritual woman yourself.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so we also have Amy with us today, too, who's going to be answering some questions. So go ahead and say hello to Amy too.
Hi, Amy. How are you, honey?
Hi. I'm very well.
You're not feeling too good, huh?
Well, my head's in a little bit of a whirl, but I'm feeling, as health-wise and everything else, I'm feeling great. I'm just excited, as you could say.
Okay.
So, Carol, what do you have for us today?
Well, what I want to know is I'm wondering, there's two things I want to know, so I don't know. I'm wondering about my job, and I'm wondering about my relationship.
With your relationship?
Yeah. My relationship, I mean, it's a crazy situation, so.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to speak your mind?
Well, no, what's problem being is the dad got into a crisis, moved in with my boyfriend, and me and the dad don't get along.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I see, like, blue around you, like there's something with your throat chakra, like you've been holding back.
Pardon me, honey. I'm sorry.
I see blue around you, like your throat chakra, like you've been holding back. Not necessarily saying what you want to say. I feel like that's going to be stressful, I'm sure, especially if you don't get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you sit there and hold back like that, especially with your throat chakra, it will have a tendency to, those things that you, the things that you want to say have a tendency to resonate a certain way, so your chakra gets clogged up.
Well, that's not good.
Huh?
That's not good at all.
No, it's not. That's why I always tell people myself when there's, you know, when things come to you and you're in the midst of a situation where it's almost like you're being prompted to say some things, that's why you need to say them. Not just to clear the air, but also to clear your chakras, too, because you're holding it back. You're holding it back. And it just kind of blocks everything up, so therefore you want to clear those out. Plus, in the process of clogging up your throat chakra, it has a tendency to affect your ear chakras and your third eye. And it can actually work its way down to your heart, where you can actually get a little resentful, too, as well.
Well, I don't want to be resentful, and I'll tell you that my job is forgiving this to me. You know, I usually forgive people for what they do and just get on with it. But I'm pretty straightforward, and it's hard for me not just put it out there the way I see it. You guys are having a lot of static on the phone. I don't know what's going on.
I do. It's called cold weather.
I know, but the weather stinks here, too. It
yeah,
does.
I think it's you shuffling your cards, too, Donnie.
Yeah, I am shuffling my cards.
Yeah.
Plus, this morning we had we had problems this morning. I actually got knocked off by the show for about 20 minutes.
I know. It's going to break sooner or later, but I know. It'll make everybody feel better when they can get out and about.
Got that right. That's the biggest thing I told a lady the other day. I told her, I said, you need to dig a hole through those big old soldiers out front and get you to a tree.
Uh-huh.
Hug a tree. I mean, shoot, it always makes me feel better. I guarantee.
I am.
I'm just saying.
Go
ahead, sweetie.
I know. I think everybody is in the same boat, too. They got to get out. But it's been so miserable.
That it is. It's cold.
I know.
I went out last night, and I was like, I think I was out for maybe 10 minutes, and I just felt like I was in Alaska for 10 minutes.
They've already got our schools closed. You know, they're two-hour delays already for tomorrow because it's so stinking cold.
Where are you at?
I'm in Pennsylvania. Where are you at?
I'm below you. I'm in Ohio.
Are you?
I think Amy's like next to you. She's like in New Hampshire, I think.
I'm in New Hampshire, but that's north.
That's north?
Yeah.
About 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
10-hour ride.
Yeah, but your snow is falling off onto us, okay? So stop it.
The poles are shifting. You get, you know, you're a little more northerly, really, now.
No, I'm just saying, Carol, with your situation, the best thing to do to clear this all up is just simply you can meditate and you can clear your chakras, but as long as you keep holding it in, you're just kind of, you'll have to do extra work, but you could actually just release it. And because I have a card here that says surrender and release, let it go. Speak your mind. The angels are with you, helping you in this time of need, helping you to heal your heart, because this is hurting you, because you can't speak your mind, you can't do what you want to. Like you said, you can't be the caring person that you are because of the restrictions and that kind of stuff. And the angels are just saying, you know something? The person that you're dealing with is jealous. He also likes
of
to
what?
Throw his weight for you. He's jealous. Sometimes
of
with
what?
Jealousy. See, jealousy is not the idea of why he's jealous. It's just the idea he's jealous. And that energy is radiating out there. Because when I look at the guy, it's like that show on television, Kings and Queens.
Yeah.
You got a father-in-law who he's just jealous because of where he's at in his life. And he doesn't feel he has no kind of anything of worth. So therefore, he tries to push his weight around, make himself feel like he's doing something. And sometimes in situations, if you don't speak your mind, he doesn't realize the effect in the negative way that he's having on everybody. Because I got this other card here called Leadership. Archangel Gabriel. It said it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. So seeing the point of pointing out and speaking your mind, putting this, and some people would say put this person in, the, in their place, but it's the ideal of expressing yourself and saying, you know something? You are, this is who you are, and this is how we're perceiving you. So therefore, it kind of, since he can't see the reflection that's bouncing back at him, that it's more about him than anything else, then sometimes you have to jump in there and do it for him. And I always said, and I've always said, when things are coming to you, that information is coming to you for a reason, and it needs to be expressed because it's going to change the situation.
Okay.
Because everybody's being quiet. Oh, Dad's here, and I don't want to tick off my boyfriend and that kind of stuff. But I'm sitting there going, you know something? The boyfriend needs to understand too that if he's going to sit there and say that you are number one in his life, then he has to sit there and prove it by letting his dad do what he wants to and even be mouthy or whatever he's doing. In the situation, it seems like it's disrespecting you. So therefore, he's not being true to himself, and he's not being true to what he has affirmed to you as well.
Right. Well, do you think it's going to work out between me and the boyfriend, or do you think it's going to straighten itself out?
I do. But I also feel like it's one of those things that needs to be expressed. The more it's like, there's different ways of expressing yourself. You know that. So it's just finding a nice, tactful way of doing it. Now, if you sit here and try to be as nice as you can and your boyfriend finds it offensive, then he needs to work on himself, too, as well. To sit here and say, you know something? Sometimes in the situation, I had this in Colorado. Some people in Colorado have this problem where if you tell the truth, you're being rude. And I would just say, okay. Yeah. I'm just saying. I had a lady I was working with. And she said, you know, telling them the truth can be rude. I said, well, you better stand back because I'm fixing to be rude again.
Well, I mean, it's hard. I understand what you're saying as far as that goes. Because, like I said, I'm pretty straightforward. And But I do try to be understanding, too. You know, I try to look at every angle of every situation and say, okay, you know, this is the situation. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? What do I want to do with this, you know? I'm not going to take someone else's negative behavior and let it affect me. I just don't want to do that. And so I try to make it, smooth it over or get it straightened out. But with this, it's difficult, you know. And I just thought to myself, you know, is this going to work out between me and my boyfriend? I hope it does. But if it doesn't, you know, I need to know which direction to go in.
I'm just saying, with the things I pick up with the whole situation is, it's just the ideal. As long as everybody speaks their mind and being straightforward and truthful, it will work itself out. Not the other way, being quiet. If everybody be, I just feel like the more you keep yourself from expressing yourself, one day you're just going to express yourself because you can't keep it anymore. And so the situation is, it's like what I was saying before. In some ways, if his father is disrespecting you. It's like the angels are telling you that you're also disrespecting yourself by letting him do it and speaking your mind and saying, you know, somebody, if you don't stop it, I'm going to kick your butt down the freaking sidewalk. And I'm going to get that drastic. I'm just saying, in the situation that you're in, if it calls for that kind of drastic measures, it's being done for a reason. I mean, it's like looking at a situation where a woman is being abused.
Wow.
And she allows it to happen, but if she doesn't say anything either and doesn't do anything, that's the reason some of these situations keep getting worse and worse and worse. Of course, he is who he is, but she also has to be respectful to herself, and if it doesn't change, don't try to change the person. Just look at the situation and go, okay, can I really deal with this? Is this really making me happy? Or do I need to walk away? If you come up with any kind of yeses in that whole thing, then honor yourself and follow through with what you need to do.
Right.
So if you need to walk away, I mean, I just did the same thing with a girlfriend of mine, which was kind of funny because I just sat there and said, hey, you know something, you're not ready for this. So, you know, the ideal, that was a hard step to say that to her and say, you're not ready for this, therefore I'm done with this situation. And she was like in a mode where she just wanted to argue and fight. She wanted to prove she was right, I was wrong. And I sit here and I let it go because I knew at that moment, being in that situation, we wasn't accomplishing anything.
Correct.
And she wasn't listening to anything, so therefore, I left the situation. And then next thing I know, I had three days of campaigning she did, Facebook and calls and that kind of stuff. I never answered one of them. And finally, she came to the conclusion that what I was trying to do and what I was trying to bring out and what I was actually bringing to the table was exactly what she needed to do to find herself and to realize that the problem, the situations that were going on, was her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, speak your mind. That's what I'm saying. Speak your mind, but if it's one of those things that you have to bow out for a period of time, then honor yourself and take that time for yourself as well.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I know you're not a violent person where you're going to kick the guy down the street, but I'm just saying sometimes by making those statements, people have a tendency to stop and think. Okay? When they think about it, they have a tendency to realize what they're doing. And that's what the whole point is here. And I think once the father realizes what he's doing, then I don't know if the son has a tendency to back him up no matter what. That's a problem, too. But I just feel like with this situation, I feel like the more everybody speaks their mind and the more they're truthful and the more they honor themselves, that the situation is going to work out in favor of everybody else, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
Yes, Carol. Get you one of this $10 before February 14th. I'd love to work with you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
I meant that in a positive way, okay, sweetie?
Okay.
So you give me a call. Give me a call for the show or whatever for you. I'll be glad to sit down with you and do a session, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, honey. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good night. Thank you for calling, too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Good night, Carol.
You all right, Amy?
I'm all right, yep.
Are you having problems with your little computer there and stuff, moving things around, or what?
I had to mute the microphone several times.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Well, you do what you got to do, but, you know, you got some really good insight, so keep with us as long as you can. All
right.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to pop in here and answer some more questions. So if you all want to get a reading in here, and I keep saying you all because I'm practicing for my trip to go to Colorado right in. But,
sounds like the I'm deep right, south yep. there to me, but.
Huh?
Y'all sounds like the deep south to me.
Well, there's a deep south of Colorado. It's deep in the mountains. Deep, deep, deep. You know, you heard that one?
Okay.
Deep, 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 deep under. Deep, deep.
All right.
But I'm just saying, it's not the ideal. You meet when you're in Colorado, I swear to you, you meet a lot of people out there, a lot of different people. I was kind of freaky when I met people from Pennsylvania, Ohio. I said, boy, everybody's escaping. You know, running away. I'm getting the heck out of here, buddy.
Yep.
I guess they were going to the Dodge, but then they realized that when they got the Dodge, it was really a ghost town, nobody there, so they came to Colorado. So, I'm just saying, I'd love to go to Colorado right now. I would love to see my queue full of people. Thank you very much. Maybe we should say it this way. Thank you for all those people, those 10 to 20 people in my queue. Thank you for all the 10, 20 people in the chat room. We're just having a great time typing each other.
Yeah.
Thank you for those 6 readings I did today before I went to bed. So, whatever works for you guys, you know, like you want a raise. Thank you, God and angels, for that raise I got today. Just put it in the past tense. It always kind of be happy about it. Whoa, I can't wait tomorrow to go to work because he's going to tell me I got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. Let's go on to our next caller. Area code 610, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Laura from Delaware.
Laura?
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Laura from Delaware, how are you?
Good, good. I was wondering if you got anything, could get anything with regards to health. Health-wise in the body, anything I should know or anything that would be helpful to know?
You know, I keep getting the ideal of, the one thing I do pick up, I don't know about you, Amy, but I keep picking up, she's retaining water.
I'm not sure what it is, but I see yellow around you, like your solar plexus chakra, which deals with the stomach and the pancreas and, help me out, Donnie. Gallbladder. And liver.
Yeah, I got some cramps. I mean, not me personally. I'm saying I have cramps. And around that area, like, there's a lot of worrying going on, almost to the point of saying, okay, tone it down a little bit, because you're like really. Because I feel like you've changed. I feel like you've done a lot of changes with your health and your diet and that kind of stuff, which are good. But I just keep getting retaining water. I was trying to figure, you know, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I have a hard time figuring out what the source of that is. What
do you have any food allergies or maybe not allergies but sensitivities to any food?
Well, yeah, gluten.
That will, yeah, if you have anything with gluten in it, when you have that, I know I have that sensitivity myself, and that will cause you to retain fluid.
Okay, but also I feel like she's...
I mean, there's a lot of other things, too, but that can be a side effect of it.
Well, I do try to avoid it. I'm not totally religious on it, but I do.
I know it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, and I didn't have any gluten today, though. Probably about 2 days a week I have gluten.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Gluten?
Yes.
It's found in wheat and rye and barley. And they advise not to eat oats as well, even though they're not... They don't officially have gluten in them. A lot of them are grown in fields that wheat has been grown in.
Oh,
they've been
gotcha.
Contaminated with it. So there's, and it's also used as a thickening agent in a lot of like canned soups and ketchup and soy. All sorts of things has gluten in it. But
even packaged French fries that you might buy frozen at the grocery store, they all have flour on it. They all have gluten on them.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
It's in almost everything. Almost everything.
Sucks. I don't want to use ketchup anymore, guys. Thanks. I'm just saying.
Well,
with the
if you don't have any, if you don't have an issue with it, it's not a problem. But it's mm-hmm. a pretty common thing to have a sensitivity to.
So, are you getting the feeling that the gluten is the only thing? I just need to be more religious about it. Like, definitely never, never, never. Or is there something in addition to that?
When was the last time you ate sweets?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, that's sweet. But sometimes with a situation, not realizing the ideal sweets and things, you gotta watch that whole scenario, because when you're eating sweets and stuff, you're really eating. I mean, sugar, they're coming. Yeah, that's coming down to the play right now. With sugar,
I don't know what that noise is. That's not me.
Okay. I feel like I fell out of a box.
You rocking your chair, Donnie?
I swear, I'm not doing anything, but she passes to the parents a lot of things, but can't figure out where it's coming from. So, the other
maybe
day...
Maybe if there's someone else that's not muted, maybe you need to mute the line or something?
I don't know. It was like, I've actually checked the line, and it's just... This morning we had some things where... We had a show last week where I was sitting there, and it was like, for some reason, when certain people would do certain things... To hear this interference where they would just craziness. I don't know what it was. I've upgraded my Skype account. I've gotten the best of everything. And still I have this freaking craziness going on where it's like, oh my gosh. But I see that I also feel like the situation of acceptance, self-acceptance, and the reason I see self-acceptance, it's like a worry. Too much focusing on everything and double thinking and double focusing. Rationalizing things in your head, like the idea of Archangel Michael is talking about letting go, focus of what you're focusing on in favor of self-acceptance, which means working with yourself.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then it says, yeah, also there's something about friends as well.
Yeah.
If everything has to do with anything. And then spiritual growth is the idea of looking at situations and stuff of reflections, that tendency to reflect back at you and asking yourself, in certain situations when people are not giving you back what you want, it's more a reflection of what you're not giving to yourself.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, I mean, pick up worry. I know for a fact I've done it myself, and worry does nothing but make me sick. I also figure out certain things in my body, I can do. I mean, I've been a personal trainer for a long time, so maybe I notice things quicker than most. But you can definitely, with worry, I felt that a lack of toneness in my muscles, retaining water on my waist, certain stomach problems.
Wow, so, and that's exactly the problem.
Right, solar plexus are kicking in.
You gotta stay in a higher, happier mood more than I think.
Yes. just all strive to be happy and addicted to. Seriously, I read that. I saw them. You see the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, when they talk about the peptides, which is the body's actually introducing a chemical into your body every time you have an emotion. It has a peptide for each emotion.
Yeah.
So it's like people, they've noticed that people get addicted to being depressed. And they like that chemical. They like that chemical. So it's not, they're not depressed. They don't have clinical depression. If they're addicted to the chemical that's released because of being depressed, so they'll look for situations to basically put themselves into because they know the outcome. Like they're trying, like in the process of someone chasing down crack, you know, the anticipation of getting it sometimes can be a more of a high for them when they actually do get it. So they keep putting themselves in a situation where they don't have it because they want that feeling of rush to go get it.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Well, today, there's a real problem with exhaustion. Like, today I went skiing, and I was barely able to drive myself home. I was driven to the ground level exhaustion, and that's not normal. So I was wondering if there's any information on what that was about.
It's also the idea of talking. We bring up a lot of things with feng shui. And I'm starting noticing certain energy drains with people. I'm not paying attention to certain things that are in the environment. Electronics can drain you. If you have a television or a computer that's not covered up, like a cover or something in your bedroom, whatever brings in high intensity of energy also takes up the energy as well. And then we have this situation going on where I read this article about feng shui with commodes. If you have a toilet that actually faces toward the door, and your bathroom door is open all the time, every time you flush a commode, it's actually sucking energy out of your home. And see, the point of actually in manifestations and living and existing, and the reason people should eat foods that are so close to natural because they have high energy in them. They have life energy in them. So the closer that you are to those things being fresh, the fresher they are, the higher the life energy in those things too as well. So if you're eating
I have noticed when I manage to do a green smoothie, it's like a puppy upper. I feel much more elevated and moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been able to do it in the last 2 weeks, so I should put more effort on it, I guess.
That's true too, but if you're going out skiing and you feel a drain afterwards, sometimes the idea of taking in all that oxygen and then taking yourself away from all of it. Like, there's been certain cases where you go out to the mountain, you got all the snow around you, but then when you get away from it, there's a lot of places out that have the skiing thing going on, right? That they have artificial snow. And a lot of people are introduced to certain things. Then when they come away from it, they don't have that high anymore. It's like it taken it because it's an artificial high. Cause it's not
I was snow. On artificial snow today. Yes, I was.
Yeah, so in that situation, it's like you're not, when you're in snow, real snow, and in the rain, there is a thing about, there's a lot of oxygen in that. With fake snow, there isn't. It has a tendency to take away from you.
Oh, how about that? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know that either.
Yes. So I get it to like this, guys. Listen to your angels, because I have a lot of information that I never had either, but it sure comes quickly, comes across quickly. So, and it was kind of funny how I, and I'm sitting, no, Sarah, think about that. And the idea, I'm just like, I have a little lesson to listen to your own guidance on certain things that you might not know, that might not make sense to you, but they're telling it for a reason, because, I mean, I'm sort of thinking myself at that moment, she's talking about she's been skiing on fake snow. And I'm sort of going, how did I know that? Because I was told that. For her benefit, so therefore it's the actual information. And I'm always pointing out, listen to your own guidance. Did you go skiing today? No.
And I did get it a little like thought that went in my head about it, and I just like kind of disregarded it until you brought it up.
So I'm just saying, it talks about body care and friendship. And sometimes the idea of having just a friendship and a body care means, you know, be a friend to yourself and listen to yourself. And then, because, I mean, Amy, we was having, I don't know if you was listening to that show or not, when we had Wendy. She was a doctor. She has a show on her Blog Talk Radio called Dr. Wendy Dearborn, was talking about her friend.
I missed that.
Yeah, she had a friend of hers that was living in California as a realtor, and this guy talked her into going to a house to show this house to her. and she and the guy ended up raping her and beating her to the death where he left her for dead.
Oh.
The reason I'm bringing up this subject is because what the lady said afterwards when she was asked, you know, do you blame the guy? And she said, no, I blame myself. And everybody was like gasping, going, what do you mean you blame yourself? She said, if I would have listened to my guidance, it would never have happened. So here we have a person who went through this situation that she could have simply just blamed the other guy and not take any kind of accountability for her. But the lady took 100% accountability for what happened to her. We're not excusing the guy for what he did, but she said, plain and simple, she said her angels and her guides were talking to her not to go. Even when she was driving there, they were telling her not to do it. She was walking up the sidewalk, they were telling her to leave. And she didn't listen. What she did was, she put money first. You see how money gets in trouble? And it's like that, of making the decision because of it. But in the same sense of it, looking at it in another sense, was saying, money comes easily, frequently. And if she would have if she would have just said that one affirmation to herself, she might have walked away and listened to her guidance, because her guidance was telling her for a reason to keep her out of the situation, because if you think about it, money didn't get her in trouble. She did. But she was using money as an excuse for a minute there until she realized, oh, I can't do that, because I heard my guides and my angels talking very loudly, and I didn't listen to them. So she changed the whole thing. Now I think she even has a better look at money right now, too, is in the sense that she does believe that money comes easily and frequently. So therefore, she doesn't put herself in bad situations anymore. She listens to her guidance, because she started realizing, too, that all the angels were trying to do was keep her out of a situation that was going to hurt her. And she didn't benefit financially from it at all.
Right.
You see the point?
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll go over one more time. I'm not just kidding.
I get it.
But I'm just saying, with the situation, Laura? Is her caller still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You must be in the kitchen.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
Okay. You just sound so far away. Which I know in reality you are.
While you were telling the story, just electronics in my hands. It's all.
Yeah. Are you in the chat room? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Nothing in the chat room. I was going to put a link up about the solar plexus chakra just to see if she wanted to read it, if anything resonated with her there.
Yeah.
Beyond what we've already said, anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of one of the strings. I'm just saying, you know, the situations that we get ourselves into, and then later on we always listen to ourselves and say, wow, you know, something was telling me I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, and I did get the feeling I should have stopped, you know, skiing earlier, like I went to 1 o'clock because the other person wanted to. I got the feeling I should have stopped earlier, and I probably should have listened to that as well.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I did that one time, too. I went ice skating, and we went out and did all kinds of stuff. I mean, we were doing D-bends and the whole bit, and somebody came to tell me, it's time to go. And I had done so much freaking stuff that day, and a bunch of us did. And when I went home the next morning, I went to get out of bed, and my legs didn't work. They were just so sore. And it was just like, whoa. That kind of trauma to my thing, and I was like, it was another thing to say, well, I had that feeling, that urge to leave, and I didn't do it. I just kept going and going and going.
Yeah.
We didn't do that again.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, and I get the impression Archangel Michael wants you to be more compassionate. And we also have the Archangel Zachariel. Soften your heart with respect to the situation, okay? Like you said before, yes, you should listen to yourself, but now it's time to pamper and say, okay. Let's be compassionate to ourselves and just realize we made a decision, we did what we did, but now we can sit there and go, next time it happens, we promise ourselves and trust. You know, trust the idea, what's going on, what's learning, what's been learned. Oh, I feel like taking a nap. Sometimes I just wake up. It's just really, I don't know what it is. It's one of those days you just feel like really drained a lot. And actually, guys, seriously, I have a television in my room that I've actually covered with a blanket. And usually I wake up drained in the mornings, like I really don't want to get up. Well, this morning after doing that, I got up earlier than I should have.
Yeah, so no, I don't have television in my room, but I sometimes have the computer on. So,
yeah, if you got one of those old, if you have the computer with the big monitor, with the big
black on. No, laptop. It's a laptop, and I just use it to play meditation, like at night. Like actually, it's like a wake up meditation that I play, and so it's down low. It's not even like near me in the bed. It's like down low, like close to the ground, and it's a very long earphone cord to it.
Yeah, okay. I got one of those too. Those things are great. You know, just reach over, and I always say, make sure that you push the laptop top down on it, and that will. And the same thing with when we were talking about in your bathroom, if you have a commode that faces your bathroom door, that it's sucking energy out of your home. What you do is to correct that situation. I don't recommend you changing your commode around where it's facing the wall. But what you do is you just make sure that you keep the bathroom door shut.
Yeah, or the lid down. I've heard that too. Keep the lid on.
Yeah.
The
I'm just one of those people who covers all angles, and I used to keep the lid down and the door shut.
Yeah.
But
idea.
The ideal, if you read the thing behind feng shui, what it's all about is it's the ideal of slowing down energy so you can actually utilize that energy in your environment. I mean, my environment was so. I guess you would say so feng shui when I was in Colorado that when I reached up to get the light switch would actually come to me. So I learned how to, I guess we call it a dance. Everything has energy, you have energy. And when you can actually use that energy, things you can actually divert it. Like people, when people levitate, what they're actually focusing on is not being lighter than air. What they're actually focusing on is reversing gravity.
Wow. You know, at the top of the ski mountain, there was this really big fake fir tree, a really huge thing. I think it was like some sort of cell phone tower, but, I've also heard that those aren't really just cell phone towers. They do other stuff as well. So was that radiation? I guess you weren't getting anything on that, right? A really big, strange mechanical fir tree?
No. But you can also see the situation with having anything in your environment that's fake could also be a conductor that would use that even drain more energy from you too. So the idea of the fake snow and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When we were talking about water in the first part of the show, it was the idea of understanding how emotions affect you on a cellular level. That each cell.
I know. I've read Candace Pert's Molecules of Emotion.
Okay, cool. We finally have a book. I was sitting there telling everybody, this topic of this show came up. Because of something I saw 2 years ago, which I couldn't remember the information itself per se, but I also felt compassion to do this, so I did it. I just followed through what I was given the information from giving the angels giving me information and going in and doing the show.
I think she's even the one in What the Bleep who talks about it, because she's the one that first discovered it.
What the bleep do we know?
Candace Pert.
Yeah.
Huh? Candace Pert. Is the one that first discovered about the molecules of emotion.
That's a good movie because it talks about a lot of things that if you're not... There was one part in there I liked because it was talking about when Columbus came here with his ships and the Indians that were here had never seen a ship like that. So therefore, when they were looking out into the ocean, they didn't see anything.
Yeah, I wonder how they know that to be true. Did an Indian tell them later?
Yeah, so they were sitting there saying that they were... It was like writings were found that were pointing out the point of them looking out into the ocean and feeling a presence, but could not see anything. So they took those accounts to what they know now to realize what was going on is they didn't have anything in their memories to latch onto to give them any kind of structure of what they were looking at. But as soon as somebody said the word, as soon as somebody said something in the context of what that might be, it gave them something to focus on. So therefore, they could see the ship.
I've heard that story before, and it's such a weird concept. I wonder if that could possibly be true. I mean, that would be like if we're not used to seeing spaceships. You know, we wouldn't see them. I don't know.
Well, the way I look at it, it's like a simple concept of when you when you're in your life and you're doing certain things, and you start noticing things in your environment that have been there the whole time, but for some reason you never noticed them, and all of a sudden you do. There's something
about
the situation, the concept. Remember, like if you buy a Yugo, all of a sudden you start seeing Yugos everywhere. Well, more likely those Yugos were always there. I kind of look at it differently in some situations, but I'm saying in that particular situation, it seems like what's happening is the power of suggestion has been laid upon your mind, so therefore now you're seeing all these things, and they're being brought out because you actually have something to go by, what's just standing in your driveway. Now, I've actually seen situations when I was in Daytona Beach, I noticed that I was focusing on, and maybe it was a thing of the law of attraction can work in other forms, that when you're trying to focus on things, say like you're trying to focus on getting back with a certain person, and you, there's certain things that you used to do, like me and this girlfriend used to have this PT Cruiser thing where we'd see P2 Cruisers. Whoever saw the most PT Cruisers that day would win. And I was thinking about her a lot in a particular time when I was in Daytona. And the next thing I started seeing PT Cruisers everywhere. And the ones we used to focus the most on was trying to find and see how many blue ones you could see, because blue was for two. And next thing I know, I had almost 6 PT Cruisers that I think in some ways, through the law of attraction, I had attracted to me. So they started moving into the neighborhood. Next thing I had one down the street, I had 2 on the other street, and it seemed like any place and everywhere I used to walk, I could see a blue PT Cruiser. I didn't know if it was a spiritual thing or not, but I did learn that the power of the law of attraction, that you know, we can actually attract things to, I guess you would say, try to manipulate certain situations. I call it false security into something. I never got back with that girl. But I sure was attracting a lot of blue PT Cruisers. So it made me think about the whole thing, that I was focusing on something. And also the law of attraction tells you, whatever you're focusing on, you'll get. So I wasn't getting the girl per se, but I was getting a lot of things that we used to do together. So I think in some ways it was pointing out to me that, you know, you're not supposed to be with her, but maybe she'd go think about getting a PT Cruiser. But
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, I've got to head off for the night, okay?
Oh, no problem. You have a good night.
I didn't want to break in, but...
Oh, no, that's a problem. I know what you got going on there, so you go do what you got to take care of, okay? And thank you for being here, okay?
You're welcome, and I'll talk to you another time, okay?
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye for now.
And...
Who was that?
That's my friend Amy. She lives in...
Okay, yes, Amy. All right.
New Hampshire, yeah. She was in there talking about some things going on, and she's got 4 kids, so sometimes they get a little crazy and stuff like that, and she needs to scoot off and take care of those.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the voices apart, like Amy and Kat.
I know. I attract such positive women. If I could just find a positive woman to actually date, that might be a heck of a concept. But what I was saying with the PT Cruisers and stuff, I sat down with a friend of mine, and we did a reading and stuff, and saying that what she felt like was going on, that I was attracting all the things that we used to do and things like that, but it was like noticing that the one thing I wasn't attracting was her. So it was a sign to me that I can attract anything I want to that I'm actually supposed to have. So telling me maybe
right.
I just wasn't one of them. And then when she did appear back into my life, I got a reading from this one person. And I'd had a bunch of stuff that had happened. So I started looking at the situation and saying, you know, just because someone does come back in your life doesn't mean it's always a sign that you should get back with them. It's the idea of observing, and maybe you can get a different view of that person that can actually help you make a better decision to let it go. And when she came back in, it did. I looked at her and going, oh, my gosh, I'm not going back there.
Okay.
You know? Because it was funny, too, because she came back in my life, and I knew all the stuff that I'd done and all the things I'd grown with. I started doing this show. I started doing a bunch of stuff, you know, working with people and this and any other. And when she came to me and started talking, she was right where she was when I left her. So she hadn't grown any. I mean, she was still rehashing the same things, the same problems, the same. But they were even. But I, the one thing I would say that had changed, they had gotten worse. They were more intense. I no longer have a bad back. I have MS, and I'm like, okay. And I always tell people I have a. I call it my spidey sense was kicking in, telling me she's so full of it. She is so full of drama that she actually thinks these things are true, but at the same time, she's not willing to do anything about it, and she can't understand how come she keeps attracting drama. But if you would have heard her, it was like an episode from, you know, As the World Turns. So it was kind of a freaky thing, or The Bold and the Beautiful, The Young and the Restless. Any of those things you guys can identify with soap operas, that's what I kept on hearing every time I talked to her. It was a soap opera, and then you just see things from different. It was saying, trust your feelings on this and how you feel. Because my angels even told me when she came back, you're going to see the truth. And I thought what they meant was that she's going to come to the conclusion and see the truth of what we were meant to be. And actually, it was the other way around. I actually found out what the truth was for me, that it wasn't what I thought it was. But it was one of those realizations where I still loved her, but she just wasn't ready. I don't think she's ready for anything. But it was a hard decision to go, okay, she's just not ready for me. I can still say to myself, I still love her, but at the same time, I got to love me too just as much and say that I can't let myself go back in there. Because I was sitting there looking at it, I said, look at all the things I've changed. Look how much I've grown. And I also looked at the situation too when I met her, that I was almost at the same identical place I'm at now, and how she took me backwards of the things I compromised and gave up and the power I gave up. Well, piece by piece, I relinquished a lot of things to keep that relationship going when I shouldn't have done that. I should have seen things for what they really was. And people sort of go, well, you should have seen those things coming. You've done this work for over 20 years. That shows you how sometimes with the situations of maybe you want something so bad, you're willing to give up certain things, not realizing we've also been taught that too, very young children, that we sacrifice certain things for our loved ones and a person we're in love with. But we never
take it. Sometimes it's not about just getting it right or getting the easy path. I mean, taking that path helps you learn something so you can have stories now to help other people.
No, I agree with that one because, I mean, some people will come back to me and say, you know something, I thought you were just bragging about yourself until it happened to me. And then the person looked at me and said, everything made sense. I said, my angels communicate through you guys in a lot of ways, but they also want to communicate with things because some people have a hard time identifying with the information we give because they don't have a story or something they can relate to because they're thinking they're the only person's going
to remember stories, right? Yeah.
Right, and people think at that moment that they're the only one going through it and they feel all alone. And when you throw a story out there, I go, oh shit, this guy went through it too. I can deal with it now because I mean, I'm serious. I've had so many people in the situation. It was kind of funny, but I had fun. But also with the situations too, I always tell everybody, I always keep my mind up too, and I guarantee you by working with the people I work with, I learn as much from them as they learn from me. So
it's a
cycle.
Well, thank you very much for the reading tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. And is there any other questions you'd like to do before you go? Because we got 5 minutes.
Really?
I just want to break into commercial. Hey, guys, you want to get that shaving cream that really creams your face? And I don't have those commercials with me today, but I really want to get some commercials. But go ahead. I'll answer anything you want.
I'm trying to think of any questions. You did a good job telling me everything. I don't know, unless you see something I ought to know.
I was surprised as much as you were when you told, because I was picking up the fake snow, and I just went there. And I was like, and when you said, oh, yeah, it was fake snow, I was there going, gosh, that was kind of eureka to me. So everybody take that down and write that down. You know, anything that's artificial. And I told somebody the other day this, too. She was asking me how come she keeps attracting artificial men. And people who are just not real with her. And I said, well, it might have something to do with that fake wig you wear all the time.
A wig?
She was like, yeah, she wears a wig all the time. And I was telling her that when we come off in a phony way, we have a tendency to attract, you know, just that. And she was like, So what you're saying is that when I wear this makeup to cover up all this ugliness, I'm attracting bony people that are going, it's amazing how she put that. And I'm covering up the ugliness. And
she said that?
Yeah, that's what she said. Goodness. I said, Wanda, how do you feel about yourself right now? She goes, I'm a great person. I said, I kind of wonder about that statement you just said. And she goes, why would you say that?
I don't know what brand of makeup she's buying that it works such magic.
Yes. So I told her, I said, most people that wear makeup usually wear makeup to enhance what they already have. So they already have a confidence about themselves.
Yeah.
And I said, you should think about that and take some time and work, you know, you should take some time and think about yourself. And she was like, I think you might have something there.
Yeah, wow. About that,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Well, thank you for calling. And.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You have a great night. Thank you. Thank you for calling. And
thank
you. Yeah, definitely have a fantastic night. And if you have any more questions, you want to call us another time and relate to things, feel free to do so.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, welcome. If you just joined us, we only have 2 minutes left of the show, so I'll just go ahead and thank everybody for being here. Thank you for all the callers today, Carol and everybody. It was great having you guys come in here. Amy dropped in a little bit with us to answer some questions and help us do some readings, and it's always a pleasure when she's here. And I just want to thank everybody for out there who's listening. And keep listening. Keep supporting the show. And if you want to donate to the show, please donate to the show. The website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Also, if you'll get private readings, give us a call at the same number, 937-838-6337. Listen to my friend's show tonight, Desiree, the Adored Angel Show, at 8:30 Pacific Time. And if you want to contact her, I actually had her information right here, and I can't, for the life of me, what happened to it? Huh. Well, that's interesting. I think I have papers that actually have legs and walk off from time to time. Anyway, let's go ahead and have it number two. You'd think I would know by now as many times I've actually said it. And let's see here. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah, okay, my friend Desiree, I called. She's got a co-host here. Give her a call. Her number is 818-200-7431. She's a fantastic angel reader, and check her out. And tune in tomorrow when we are doing our show on Barbara Reynolds is going to be here today, tomorrow. She's a great channeler. And she's here every Thursday as my co-host, and join in for that and some great conversation because we're going to have a really great show. And we're still doing a lot of things on another spiritual lesson, and we're going to do some angels, do some research, do some in-depth talk about angels. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. Have a great night. And thank you. And we are out of here.
When nothing goes my way and late nights turn to days, I spend my life in and out of trouble. The door.